are the Beach Boys and Kokomo, and of course this time on a Thursday, not every Thursday, but quite a few Thursdays, it signals our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment, proud sponsor of this station. And Erin, what are we talking about today?
Good morning, Colleen.
What are we talking about today, Erin?
Good morning, Colleen, or should I say Sawadi, which is hello in Thai, and that's our little segue into what we're talking about today, Thailand, or in particular Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. Bangkok, it's a well-known gateway for travel to other areas throughout Thailand, such as Koh Samui, Phuket, Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, or the Golden Triangle, and Hua Hin, and also to other Southeast Asian destinations. However, Bangkok is a fantastic destination in its own right. It's very rich in history and culture and offers travellers a sensory extravaganza when they visit. At Bangkok, it's a fascinating blend of East meets West, with adventure at every turn.
It's probably got a few eats
throughout
there.
It does, yeah.
Erin, I'm really loving this already. Can you tell me a little bit more about the history and the culture that Bangkok offers?
Yeah, Colleen, there's so many aspects of culture and history in Bangkok. However, I think we should start with the temples, or wats, as they're known in the Thai language. So in Thailand, there's over 40,000 temples, or wats, and they're predominantly Buddhist temples. In Bangkok, there are thousands of these temples, or wats. However, there's approximately 20 that are very well known and often visited temples in Bangkok. So probably the most popular is the opulent Grand Palace with its Wat Pra Kyu Temple. And there's some fantastic temple tours available in Bangkok, which is a great way to learn about the culture and religion in more depth. And I like to organise these tours for my clients before they depart. And as I've actually taken a few of these tours myself, I know the better operators and the better times of day to actually go. And you also have, you know, the history of Bangkok, Thailand, in relation to the famous Death Railway that travels over the River Kwai and the famous bridge over River Kwai. And you can take a trip along the Death Railway between Bangkok and Kanchanaburi for about a 100 baht, which is the equivalent of $2 in Australian. So this infamous railway dates back to World War II, when the Japanese used Allied prisoners of war to build a railway from Thailand to Burma, so they could supply their army without the dangers of sending the supplies by sea. And during this time, more than 12,000 prisoners died under appalling conditions, and that's why the line became known as the Death Railway. So for anyone that's interested in 20th century history, a visit to Kanchanaburi and the infamous Death Railway is really a must. And when I took this journey, we also visited the Allies War Memorial and Cemetery, and the Death Railway Museum and Information Centre, and it was a very sombering experience, but it was also very informative and insightful at the same time.
Yes, and I remember seeing movie, The Railway Man, starring Colin Firth and Nicole Kidman, and that focused on his time.
That's right.
Working on the Death Railway. It was a very, as you say, sobering sort of film, but very informative.
That's right. Yeah.
Very humbling experience, Erin. And tell me, what other experiences can travellers have in and around Bangkok?
Well, Bangkok is a shopper's paradise, Colleen. So there's countless shopping malls to suit all tastes and budgets. And there's also a multitude of markets on offer, both day and night markets. So no visit to Bangkok is complete without a browse through the Chatuchak weekend markets, or the Asiateague Riverfront night markets, which offers over 1,500 boutiques. So it's quite large. Another experience every visitor to Bangkok should have is the Mekong Railway, or rather the Mekong or train track markets. which are located just outside Bangkok. So these market stalls are located right on the train track, and the stall owners actually have to pull their awnings in and move their goods and wares out of the way every time the train comes through. So I'm sure people have, you know, heard about these different markets all around the world and seen the footage, but I actually filmed this occurring at the Mekong markets myself when I visited. So you can pop over to my my website, which is travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford, or have a look on my Facebook business page. I've pinned it to the top of the page today, and you'll see the video of these amazing marketeers pulling all their goods in and the stalls in. It's really quite funny to watch, but they do it every day. It's just part and parcel. You see their faces and they're not fazed by it at all.
I'll be definitely having a look at that footage, Erin.
Yeah.
So let's take a little short song break now while we think of flying away to Bangkok. Here's Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, don't we all want to fly away? That was Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away. And welcome back to Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment. And we're talking about Bangkok, Thailand. And Erin, our segments are never the same. If we didn't talk about food on offer just a little bit, what can travellers expect over there with the food?
Yeah, Colleen, as I mentioned at the beginning of our segment, you know, Bangkok is a fascinating blend of East meeting West, and this really shines through in the food that's on offer. So you can most definitely sample some local and traditional delicacies in Bangkok, such as, just to name a few, Tom Yum Goong, which is a spicy shrimp soup, or Som Tum, which is a green papaya salad, or Tom Kai Kai, which is a chicken in coconut soup, or you've got like a red curry or a pad thai, as we all know pad thai. It's the fried noodles, or you've got a Thai fried rice. But you know, as I'm sure you've gathered, most of the traditional foods in Thailand are usually a rice or a noodle dish, and they're always made with lovely fresh ingredients, and they're not always spicy. I think people have that preconceived idea that Thai food's spicy, but you know, it's not always spicy. It's just very fresh food, fresh ingredients. However, you can also visit Western restaurants. So, you know, you've got KFC and Pizza Hut and even good old Sizzler. And they even serve the cheese bread in Sizzler. And yes, I have been there. I had lunch in Sizzler last time I was in Bangkok. But, you know, I always suggest to my clients that they take in a food tour of Bangkok during their visit, however short or long their stay might be. It's honestly the most comprehensive way to really immerse yourself into the Bangkok Thai food scene. I actually did a recent food tour of Bangkok by tuk-tuk at night time, which was, you know, it was so much fun. It was really amazing to weave in and out of the traffic in an open air tuk-tuk, and you know, we had plenty of stops along the way to sample many different food items, and we even enjoyed a local tiger beer, and we could because we weren't driving.
That's right.
And you've also got the floating markets of Dam Nu and Saduk. It's another famed food spot for locals and tourists alike. And here at the famous floating markets, you can actually buy street food from vendors while in your longboat. So it's quite a treat, you know, as you're floating along or putting along in your boat, you can put your order in and then someone will come over to you in their boat and serve you. So it's a really fun way to see how traditional Thai people do their daily business in Bangkok.
Oh, Erin, that sounds fantastic. I've never really thought about all the bits and pieces around Bangkok, so that's given me a real insight.
Yeah.
And thank you for today, Erin. You are a wealth of knowledge on topics and destinations, and you've certainly created some interest in me to take a trip to the capital of Thailand one day. And if any of our PSRFM listeners would like any more information on Bangkok, Thailand, or have any other travel-related questions, you can always contact Erin on 1300 655 427 or you can email the station at admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can just Google Erin Beckford Travel Managers. And thank you for today, Erin. And what can we look forward to during our next segment?
Yeah, Kup Kun Khan for today, Colleen, which is thank you in Thai.
Oh, thank you. Kup Kun Khan to you, Erin.
Thank you. And I think we might need to do some more segments in the future on some other areas of Thailand, maybe Koh Samui or Phuket or something, a bit more coastal. But for now, our next talking travel segment, we'll be talking about Club Med Holidays.